Surah Al-Maida, ayah number 51 onwards. O you who have believed, do not take the Jews and the Christians as allies. They are in fact allies of one another. And whoever is an ally to them among you, then indeed he is one of them. Meaning if you think that they are your protectors and guardians other than Allah and the believers, then you are amongst them. Or if you are their ally and protector, instead of being the ally and protector of the believers, then Allah says, you are indeed one of them. Indeed, Allah guides not the wrongdoing people, because this is wrongdoing, this is zulm. So you see those in whose hearts is disease, meaning hypocrisy, hastening into association with them, saying, we are afraid a misfortune may strike us, meaning the Muslims who are hypocrites will run to associate with them, will want to please them, will want to be like them, will want to take them as a protectors and guardians, thinking that they are the ones who will protect them against fitna, against trial, against oppression. Subhanallah. Allah says, they say, we are afraid a misfortune may strike us, meaning if we do not seek protection from the people of the book. But perhaps Allah will bring conquest or a decision from Him, and they will become over what they have been concealing within themselves regretful. These hypocrites will become regretful. And those who believe will say, are these the ones who swore by Allah their strongest oaths that indeed they were with you? These hypocrites, they are the ones who said they were with you? Allah says their deeds have become worthless and they have become losers. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who have believed, whoever of you should revert from his religion, Allah will bring forth in place of them a people he will love and who will love him, who are humble toward the believers, powerful against the disbelievers. They strive in the cause of Allah and do not fear the blame of a critic. That is the favor of Allah. He bestows it upon whom He wills, and Allah is all-knowing and all-encompassing. Allah is all-encompassing, meaning He covers everything. He is knowledgeable of everything, and He knows everything. So who does Allah love? And what is this great favor of Allah? Allah says, the favor of Allah is that there are people whom He loves, and those people love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are their characteristics? Number one, they are actually humble towards believers. They don't make fun of the believers. They do not think that the believers are beneath them, those who cover themselves, the people with the long beards or rolled up pants, those who are simple and humble and simply want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, these people look up to the believers, look up to such simple people, the servants of God. On the other hand, they are powerful against the disbelievers. They are strong. They do not get intimidated by disbelief. And the third thing, they strive in the cause of Allah. They really work hard. Yujahiduna fi sabilillahi jihad. They really struggle to establish deen in their lives, the lives of their families, and in their ummah, in their community. In this process, they know they are going to be criticized. They know that they will be made fun of. But what is their special characteristic? Allah says, do not fear the blame of a critic. They don't care. It doesn't matter. People will say, and it might hurt their feelings, but they will still not care. Why? Because the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supersedes every single thing. When a person truly loves Allah, then nothing else matters. There's a beautiful dua of Dawood alayhi salam. It says, Allah, grant me your love and the love of those who love you and the ability to do those deeds that will bring me closer to your love. Make your love the most important thing to me, more than my wealth, my children, and my family, and even myself. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah says, that is the favor of Allah. So, has Allah bestowed this favor upon you? Has Allah bestowed this favor upon me? Allah says He bestows it upon whom He wills. So ask Him for it. And Allah is all-encompassing and knowing. إنما وليكم الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا Allah says, your ally, your wali, your protector, your close friend, someone you can rely on, is who? Allah says, your ally is none but Allah, and therefore His messenger, and those who have believed, those who establish prayer and give zakah, and they bow in worship. And whoever is an ally or wali of Allah and His messenger and those who have believed, indeed the party of Allah, they will be the predominant. فَإِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. These two ayat are in succession. They are related to one another. When Allah becomes a wali of someone, then that person also becomes a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What an honor. There cannot be an honor that is greater than this. May Allah make us of those. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. So how does one become a wali of Allah? There's a beautiful hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. It is from Sahih Bukhari. It is a hadith al-Qudsi, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said those words. It was relayed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah the Exalted said, according to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever takes a wali of mine, an enemy, I will wage war on him. And my slave will not perform any act with which he draws closer to me, more beloved to me, than when he fulfills what I have ordained on him. And my slave will keep drawing closer to me by performing the nawafil, the voluntary acts of worship, until I love him. And when I love him, I will be his hearing with which he hears, his sight with which he sees, his hands with which he strikes, and his legs with which he walks. And if he asks me, I will give him. And if he seeks refuge with me, I will grant him refuge. Allahu Akbar. So how does one become a wali? First of all, Allah says that a servant draws closest to him by performing the obligatory deeds, the fara'id. And then Allah says the servant keeps coming closer to Allah by performing voluntary deeds, the nawafil, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that person. And all of those deeds have to be according to His beloved, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when Allah starts loving this person, what happens? Allah says, when I love him, I will be his hearing, his sight, his hands, and his legs. What does that mean? It means Allah will give him power. Allah will make him hear what he wants him to hear. Allah will make him see what he wants him to see. He will give him special insight. Allah will help his hands do the work that Allah loves. Allah will become the legs. Allah will give power to the legs with which he walks. He is going to become the one whose du'as are always answered. And when he seeks safety with Allah, Allah will make him safe. Allahu Akbar. May Allah make us of those. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Next Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. O you who have believed, take not those who have taken your religion in ridicule and amusement among the ones who were given the scripture before you, nor the disbelievers as allies, as awliya, meaning people from the people of the book who make fun of your religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not take them as awliya, and fear Allah if you should truly be believers. And when you call to prayer, they take it in ridicule and amusement. They think that your prayer is a source of amusement. That is because they are a people who do not use reason. Say, O people of the scripture, do you resent us except for the fact that we have believed in Allah and what was revealed to us and what was revealed before, and because most of you are defiantly disobedient? Ask them, what is your problem with us? What is the great wrong that we have perpetrated? Allah says, say, shall I inform you of what is worse than that? Meaning the criticism of the people of the scripture, their censure of the Muslims. Say, shall I inform you of what is worse than that? It is that of those whom Allah has cursed and with whom He became angry and made of them apes and pigs and slaves of Taghut. Those are worse in position and further astray from the sound way. Allah answers the resentment of the people of the book. Allah says, "Your censure, your criticism of the Muslims is nothing. Look into yourself." Allah says, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed your forefathers and he became angry with your forefathers and he made them apes and pigs. When did that happen? When the people of the fishing village broke the Sabbath, remember? Allah cursed them by making them slaves of taghut, false idols. Allah says, those are worse in position and further astray from the sound way. And when they come to you, they say, "We believe," but they have entered with disbelief in their hearts and they have certainly left with it. And Allah is most knowing of what they were concealing. And you see many of them hastening into sin and aggression and the devouring of what is unlawful. How wretched is what they have been doing. Why do the rabbis and religious scholars not forbid them from saying what is sinful and devouring what is unlawful? They are earning haram, Allah says. Why do their religious scholars not stop them? How wretched is what they have been practicing. And the Jews say, the hand of Allah is chained, implying that Allah has the inability to give or their stinginess in the hand of Allah. Subhanallah. Why did they say that? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would always ask for sadaqah, for charity, fi sabilillah, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they started making fun of it, ridiculing the Muslims. Allah is angry and he says, "Chained are their hands and cursed are they for what they say. Rather, both his hands are extended. He spends however he wills. And that which has been revealed to you from your Lord will surely increase many of them in transgression and disbelief." How could they say this about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What audacity! They truly crossed all limits of decency. Allah says the more they listen to the Quran, the more they increase in rebellion and transgression. Allah says next, "And we have cast among them animosity and hatred until the day of resurrection. They have also split into groups and they hate each other. Every time they kindled the fire of war against you, the Muslims, Allah extinguished it. And they strive throughout the land causing corruption. And Allah does not like corruptors. Wallahu la yuhibbul mufsideen." And if only the people of the scripture had believed and feared Allah, we would have removed from them their misdeeds and admitted them to gardens of pleasure. And if only they had upheld the law of the Torah, the Gospel, and what has been revealed to them from their Lord, meaning now the Quran, they would have consumed provision from above them and from beneath their feet. What provision is this? This is provision of this dunya, money, wealth, blessings of this world. Allah says, if you establish His rule of law on earth and you follow His revelation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us abundantly riches growing from under our feet, falling down from the sky from above us. The reward for believers is not saved just for akhirah. And akhirah is the ultimate reward. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boosts our courage and our iman by giving us reward in this dunya as well. And if only they had upheld the law of the Torah, the Gospel, and what has been revealed to them from their Lord, meaning the Quran, they would have consumed provision from above them and from beneath their feet. Among them are moderate, meaning acceptable community. Among them are a moderate community, but many of them, evil is that which they do. O Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, announce that which has been revealed to you from your Lord. And if you do not, then you have not conveyed His message. And Allah will protect you from the people. Indeed, Allah does not guide the disbelieving people. Be courageous, Allah says. Do not fear. Say, O people of the scripture, you are standing on nothing until you uphold the law of the Torah and the Gospel and what has been revealed to you from your Lord, meaning the Quran. And that which has been revealed to you from your Lord will surely increase many of them in transgression and disbelief. So do not grieve over the disbelieving people. Allah says, do not feel sorry for them. They know what they are doing. Indeed, those who have believed in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and those before him sallallahu alaihi wasallam who were Jews or Sabians or Christians, those among them who believed in Allah and the Last Day and did righteousness, no fear will there be concerning them, nor will they grieve. They will not fear the future. They will not grieve for their past decisions on the Day of Judgment. So any of these nations who believed in their own prophets at their time and were true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will have Jannah. لَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ We had already taken the covenant of the children of Israel and had sent to them messengers. Whenever there came to them a messenger with what their souls did not desire, a party of messengers they denied and another party they killed. Allah says the messengers came with what? La tahwa anfusuhum. Their souls did not desire. They did not like those ayat. Subhanallah. So Allah says when the messengers would say to them things that they did not want to follow, they simply disobeyed them. They denied some. And with others, they went to the extreme of killing them. And they thought that there would be no resulting punishment. So they became blind and deaf. Because they felt they were the chosen people. Allah will forgive them. Subhanallah. Then Allah turned to them in forgiveness. Then again many of them became blind and deaf. Allah gave them multiple chances. Kept sending them revelation. Kept sending them messengers one after the other. Allah says they still became blind and deaf. And Allah is seeing of what they do. So when Allah turned to them in forgiveness, He again opened up their hearts. A sign of the forgiveness of Allah is that a person starts understanding their religion and they become closer to the religion of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ has said, when Allah wants good for someone, He gives them the understanding of religion. Allah tells us that many of them became blind and deaf again, and Allah is seeing of what they do. They have certainly disbelieved who say, Allah is the Messiah, the Son of Mary. While the Messiah has said, O children of Israel, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. Indeed, he who associates others with Allah, Allah has forbidden him paradise, and his refuge is the fire, and there are not for the wrongdoers any helpers. So this is the ayah in reply to those who have this question. Will the Christians go to the hellfire? Will the disbelievers go to hellfire? Allah says very clearly, they have certainly disbelieved who say Allah is the Messiah. Allah is not Christ. Christ is not Allah. Isa alayhi salam was simply a servant and prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says Allah has forbidden him paradise, one who says that, and his refuge is the fire, and there are not for the wrongdoers any helpers. They have certainly disbelieved who say Allah is a third of three. One of the three, meaning one of a part of Trinity. This is a Christian concept of Trinity. This is their doctrine. Allah says, so one who says that also is a disbeliever. Allah says, and there is no God except one God. And if they do not desist, if they do not stop from what they are saying, there will surely afflict the disbelievers among them a painful punishment. So will they not repent to Allah and seek His forgiveness? And Allah is forgiving and merciful. The Messiah, son of Mary, was not but a messenger. Other messengers have passed on before him, and his mother was a supporter of truth. Allah praises Maryam alayhis salam. Allah praises Mary and says, "Wa ummuhu siddiqa." They both used to eat food. Look how we make clear to them the signs. Then look how they are deluded. What does this mean? Why has Allah mentioned this? Because they were human beings. They would get hungry. They needed to eat food. They would get tired. They needed to sleep. They would also get afraid because they were human beings. They were not gods. There are not any other gods besides Allah. So Allah says, look how we make clear to them the signs. Then look how they are deluded. Ask them these questions and you will still see them in confusion. Subhanallah. Say, do you worship besides Allah that which holds for you no power of harm or benefit, while it is Allah who is the hearing, the knowing? Why worship them? Why worship these pious predecessors, the prophets, the people who have passed away? They do not possess any way to harm you or to benefit you. They cannot hear your du'as. They cannot answer any du'as. Say, O people of the scripture, do not exceed limits in your religion beyond the truth, and do not follow the inclinations of a people who had gone astray before and misled many and have strayed from the soundness of the way. Allah is saying, do not follow the polytheists. Do not follow the mushrikeen. This shirk, this polytheism comes from Hinduism. Allah says, those people have gone astray. Do not follow them. Follow the Quran, follow this Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Cursed were those who disbelieved among the children of Israel by the tongue of David and of Jesus, the son of Mary. Their own prophets cursed them. That was because they disobeyed and habitually transgressed. They used not to prevent one another from wrongdoing that they did. How wretched was that which they were doing. They would watch each other breaking the laws of Allah left and right, but they ignored them. They did not say anything. Are we guilty of this? Do we see the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being made fun of by Muslims around us? Do we stop them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us that when someone does not stop evil, they are cursed, just like the children of Israel were cursed. Their own prophets cursed them. Allah says, you see many of them becoming allies of those who disbelieved, polytheists. So Allah tells us that the people of the book actually identify more with the polytheists and mushrikeen. Why? Because they find commonality with them. Their doctrine is the same as the doctrine of polytheism. And because of their kufr and their arrogance, Allah says, how wretched is that which they have put forth for themselves, in that Allah has become angry with them, and in the punishment they will abide eternally. They used to be the chosen people, but now Allah is angry with them. An sakhita Allahu alayhim wa fil azabi hum khalidun. And in azab, in the punishment of Allah, they will remain eternally. And if they had believed in Allah and the Prophet and in what was revealed to him, they would not have taken them as allies. The people of the book would not have taken the polytheists as allies, but many of them are defiantly disobedient. وَلَكِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ Fisq, to knowingly disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah uses this word to describe them over and over again. And Allah tells us in these ayat that even their prophets curse them because of their disbelief and their stubborn attitude and arrogance. Let's recap what we have learned. In the beginning, we read ayat from the end of Surah An-Nisa, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us high and noble manners, to pardon people, to conceal the faults of others. Then Allah talks about disbelief. Disbelief is that people believe in some prophets but deny others. Allah criticizes the Bani Israel and gives us a list of their disobedience to Allah. Allah tells us over and over again in this juz that He has cursed them because they broke their covenant with Allah and they disbelieved in Allah and were insolent toward Allah. Allah clarifies that they did not kill Isa alayhi salam, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him to himself. Allah is fair and says that those firm in knowledge from the people of the scripture believed in what was revealed to them, and they also believe in what was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah orders the people of the book to stop saying that Isa alayhi salam is a son of Allah, or that he is Allah, or that he is part of the Trinity. Allah orders the people of the scripture to worship Allah just as Isa alayhi salam used to worship Allah. At the end of Surah An-Nisa, Allah orders us to hold fast to Him so that we can obtain His mercy, and then He will guide us to the straight path toward Himself. At the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives more rulings about the will. Because ultimate justice is only realized when we follow and implement the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows and we do not know. Surah Al-Ma'idah is also about fulfilling the covenant of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala criticizes the people of the scripture for not fulfilling their covenant. Amongst the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amongst His rulings is that a person follows the letter of the law and the spirit of the law as well. Allah gives clear injunctions on what is prohibited to us as far as food and meat is concerned and what is acceptable. Allah also tells us that Muslim men can marry women from the people of the scripture as long as they are chaste and pure. Allah gives us injunctions on how to cleanse ourselves, to purify ourselves, because purity is half of our faith. And Allah says that He does not intend to make difficulty for us, but He wants to purify us, because when we purify ourselves, when we wash ourselves, it purifies our souls, it purifies our minds, it makes us more spiritual, and it erases our sins. Allah is pure and beautiful, and He loves pure and beautiful things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that He has completed the religion for us. Our religion is perfect and He has chosen this for us. What could be more beautiful than a perfection that is designed and chosen by Allah for us? No other way of life, no other choices could ever supersede that or even remotely compare to it. Allah again brings up the covenant of the people of the book, the children of Israel, when they broke it. And because they used to make fun of the believers, they would distort words from their proper places, and they forgot a portion of what they were reminded. So Allah made their hearts hard. A hard heart does not remember Allah. A hard heart is a sign of arrogance. A hard heart is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says He also took a covenant from the Christians, but they also forgot a portion of what they were reminded. Allah again brings up the position of Isa alayhi salam and says that the people who say that Allah is Christ have certainly disbelieved. Allah demolishes the argument of the Jews and Christians when they say, "We are the children of Allah and His beloved." Allah says, "No, in fact, He forgives whom He wills and He guides whom He wills. It is not because we belong to a certain race or we belong to a certain lineage. Our akhirah will depend on our actions, on what we have done in this dunya." Allah formally invites the people of the scripture. He invites them to believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why would they believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whereas they were insolent to their own prophet Musa alaihi salam? He was the one who saved them from Fir'aun, but they were insolent even to him. Allah tells Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to recite the story of Adam alaihi salam's two sons to them, so that they will remember and take heed and lesson from the story. Do not be jealous of the Muslims. Do not be jealous of the Arabs. It does not matter if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen them, but instead be pious and submissive to Allah. It shouldn't matter where we get our guidance from. What matters is that we hear the truth, we are attracted to the truth, and we implement the truth. Allah says, but they actually listen to disbelief. They are avid listeners to falsehood, devourers of what is unlawful. Why would they believe in the Quran? They're not attracted to it. The hypocrites are the same. Those who call themselves Muslims, they also don't want to hear the reality of the revelation. Allah says, so do not fear the people, but fear me, and do not exchange my verses for a small price. And whoever does not judge by what Allah has revealed, then it is those who are the disbelievers. We must judge by the Quran and Sunnah. Allah also tells us that now the Quran supersedes all other revelation. The Quran is a criterion over all the other books. This is all a test for us. What we have to do is race toward all that is good. Allah warns the believers, do not take Jews and Christians as allies, as protecting friends other than believers. Allah says, they will make you return back to your away from your religion. Do not let them revert to you from your religion. Because true believers are those who love Allah and Allah loves them. They are humble toward believers. They are powerful against the disbelievers. They strive in the cause of Allah and they do not care what people say. Multiple times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this phrase, fear Allah, fear Allah, fear Allah if you are truly believers. Meaning be careful, be careful, be careful. Allah opens our eyes and says, if people would simply practice what they have learned, simply they would put into place the scripture of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the people of Torah had done that, if the people of gospel had done that, and today if the people of Quran do that, they will have the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raining upon them from the sky and opening up from their feet. Allah will reward them with the blessings and riches of this dunya as well. Another great problem of the people of the scripture was that they denied their messengers simply because they brought things the people did not like. The masses did not like. The elite did not like. If the verses were not in accordance to their desires, they simply denied them or killed the prophets. Do we want a made-to-order religion? They wanted a made-to-order religion. Is that true slavery of Allah? Allah stresses again that they had made up the fact that Isa a.s. was the son of God, or that he is God. Na'uzu billah. Allah praises his mother and says she was Siddiqa wa ummuhu Siddiqa. They were human beings. They needed to eat food. How could they be divine? The people of the scripture, because of their behavior, were cursed by their own prophets. Dawud a.s. cursed them. Musa a.s. cursed them. Isa a.s. cursed them. Why else? Another reason, Allah says, they used not to prevent one another from wrongdoing that they did. Their priests and rabbis, they did not stop the followers, the masses. The masses did not stop each other. And this is how their religion started unraveling. Because nobody stopped anything. And today, if we try to stop something, and people criticize us. Remember, do not care what people think or people say. Allah honors whom He wills. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humiliates whom He wills. And in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a clear distinction between the truth and the falsehood. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us see the truth as truth and to follow it. And may He make us see the falsehood as falsehood and to avoid it. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين آمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.